Weak evidence for variable occultation depth of 55 cNCE with TESS, by E. A. Maya Valdez et al. 55 cNCE is in a 0.73-day orbit transients a Sun-like star. It has been observed that the occultation depth of this super-Earth, with a mass of 8 m and radius of 2 r, changes significantly over time at mid-infrared wavelengths. Observations with Spitzer measured a change in its day-side brightness temperature of 1200 K, possibly driven by volcanic activity, magnetic star-planet interaction, or the presence of a circumstellar torus of dust. Previous evidence for the variability in occultation was in the infrared range. Here we aim to explore if the variability exists also in the optical. TESS observed 55 cNC during sectors 21, 44 and 46. We carefully detrend the data and fit a transit and occultation model for each sector in a Markov chain Monte Carlo routine. In a later stage we use the leave one out cross-validation statistic to compare with a model of constant occultation for the complete set and a model with no occultation. We report an occultation depth of 8 plus or minus 2.5 ppm for the complete set of TESS observations. In particular, we measured a depth of 15 plus or minus 4 ppm for sector 21, while for sector 44 we detect no occultation. In sector 46 we measure a weak occultation of 8 plus or minus 5 ppm. The occultation depth varies from one sector to the next between 1.6 and 3.4 sigma significance. We derive the possible contribution on reflected light and thermal emission, setting an upper limit on the geometric albedo. Based on our model comparison, the presence of an occultation is favored considerably over no occultation, where the model with varying occultation across sectors takes most of the statistical weight. Our analysis confirms a detection of the occultation in TESS. Moreover, our results weakly lean towards a varying occultation depth between each sector, while the transit depth is constant across visits. This was weak evidence for variable occultation depth of 55 cNCE with TESS, by E. A. Maya Valdez et al.